Let's get growing. Welcome to the Home Show Garden Pros. It's time for gardening and landscape tips and advice from Houston's leading garden and landscape experts. Now, here's Sandy and Sherry.
You got your thingies? And good morning on this beautiful Saturday morning. I think everybody's starting to wake up and figure out what they're going to do. So if you're listening to us, we're Home Show Garden Pros. I am Sherry, your host, and I am joined today with Anita from Nelson's Nursery and Water Gardens.
That's me.
Yes. Good morning, Anita.
Good morning.
I had the pleasure last night of hanging out with your amazing son and husband.
I know.
I wish I'd gone. Yeah. I know. Anita was good last night. Last night we had a TNLA event at Carbach Brewing.
Well, you better tell people what TNLA is.
Texas Nursery and Landscape Association. Mm-hmm. And we raised money for scholarships for horticulture.
Yep.
Such a good time.
Yeah.
And Peter did a great job with the auction. Live auction. I mean, just they
well,
had
Well, his brother-in-law is an auctioneer, so he...
Oh, okay. He has some experience, yeah.
Yeah, he has some experience. He knows a professional.
Yeah, yeah. So great time. Anita was good. She didn't go hang out at the brewery because she had to be here bright and early this morning. I toughed it out. And
yeah.
Took one for the team.
I did actually fall asleep around 8 o'clock last night, so yeah.
Yeah, that's when we were just getting going.
Yeah.
So Sandy has the pleasure of being in beautiful Delaware this morning.
Yeah.
A little snowy and cold. Mm-hmm. Different change of pace for her, so we'll miss her today. But I think we'll be okay, right?
We're experts.
Right?
Yes.
So give us a call, 281-833-3333. We are here to answer all your lawn and garden questions. And it is December, so you would think most places, you were just talking about being from up north, most places you're kind of like, you're done for the year, right?
Yeah.
The beauty of living in the Gulf Coast is we're never done.
We're never done.
We can just keep on gardening straight through. So there's so many things that we can do. Anita brought a beautiful pot of pansies this morning. And what's your thoughts behind that? I know you were talking about it before we started this morning.
Well, because I grew up in the north, I am absolutely fascinated by the fact that we can grow blooming plants right through the winter.
Mm-hmm.
The snapdragons, the English daisies, the calendulas, it's incredible the list of flowering plants that we can grow. And I just think it's really good for your spirits to have a pot, a perfectly planted pot of winter annuals on your porch or patio. If we have a really hard freeze, you just pick it up and bring it inside until it's over with. But I also think it's the perfect gift. And I even wouldn't say no to that, even though I have a ton of potted plants.
Right, I know. Even plant people love to get plants.
Yes, we do.
I could never have enough.
And then also, I planted it in the three primary colors, yellow, red, and blue, because I always thought that that with green foliage is just a beautiful combination.
Yeah, and so she, her thought behind this, too, is, you know, you got holiday parties.
Yeah.
Take them something that will live.
Yes.
I mean, it's a gorgeous little hostess gift.
Right.
So it's...
Yep. And when the pansies are done, you have a pot to plant your vincas.
Your warm weather things
when
these are done.
Your dianthus, all those plants, yes.
So that brings me to my next thought. You know, plant identification and classification, I think, during the winter is really when it's most important. Because, you know, we're going to have frost on Sunday night into Monday.
Mm-hmm.
And frost is much different than a freeze. Let's establish that first. But things that you would need to protect, knowing what you have planted, not just the names of them, but what are they classified at, I think is very important.
Right.
You know, if you have a woody ornamental that's evergreen, do you need to protect that?
Nope.
Do you need to protect it from a frost? Do you need to protect it from a freeze? No. If you have a tropical, that may be a different story, right?
Yes,
So,
and then tender perennials.
And tender perennials and herbaceous annuals.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what's, you know, and we'll kind of unpack those through the show today. That'll be kind of fun to understand what is what and what needs to be covered and what doesn't. And, you know, we're going to get a frost Saturday into Sunday. Sunday into Monday. And, you know, a frost is different than a freeze. And the freeze that we had last year and then 2 years previous to that is a lot different than a frost, right?
Yes.
So, you know, frost doesn't kill plants. It just kind of
makes them look ugly.
Yeah. And, you know, people don't realize that frost can occur anywhere between 36 and 42 degrees.
Yes, it doesn't have to be freezing.
Doesn't mm-hmm. have to be freezing to have frost. You know, the frost itself will have ice, so it'll be 32, but it kind of falls down from the sky mm-hmm. and settles onto your plants. So, yeah, you don't have to be 32 to worry about your plants. You know, little frost covers to protect from frost. Yeah.
Yeah. Are you stocked up in frost cloth right now?
Yes.
Plants
yes.
for all seasons?
Yeah, I think
and
all
it sells
the,
out really quick.
All the Home Show Garden Pros uh-huh. are ready for whatever is in our near future.
Uh-huh.
So frost blankets.
Yes.
You know, most of what you find in the garden centers right now is a 1.5 ounce mm-hmm. material that will keep you 3-4 degrees warmer underneath, but what it does is lets the plants breathe and protects from just that frost settling
the frost,
on the plants.
Exactly.
Right? So if we get to, you know, 25 degrees for a sustained amount of time, more than an hour, right?
Yes.
Below freezing for more than an hour, you may need something a little thicker, like a 2.5 ounce or, mm-hmm. you know, some other insulated material.
Well, last year when we had the 20-degree freeze, it, mm-hmm. it came with wind.
Yes.
And I had two really big pots, not easy to move, of geraniums. And I covered them with the frost cloth, and during the night, one blew off.
Yeah.
So the one under the frost cloth was completely untouched. And then the one that the frost cloth blew off, uh-huh. all that foliage died, but yeah. the plant did not die.
Right. Because it wasn't long enough, I guess, to...
Yes.
Yeah.
So it came back. It came roaring back as it warmed up a little bit.
That's awesome. So,
but that proves that frost cloth, even at 20 degrees, will do its job.
Will work, right? Mm-hmm. So something's better than nothing.
Yes.
We're going to slip out and hear from some of our sponsors, and we will be right back.
Native plants thrive in Texas heat with less water. Previously, they were hard to find near Conroe or the Woodlands. Till now. Select from hundreds of native plants and summer veggies at Nature's Way Resources Garden Center. Bring your dog, kids, and shop over 2 acres of flowers, vegetables, and plants. Nature's Way experts help you pick the right plants, organic soils, and supplements for success. Nature's Way Resources Garden Center, 45 North at FM 1488, naturewayresources.com.
My name is Scott McGrath. The first love of my life, Caroline Knightsberry, was attacked by a swarm of killer bees. At her deathbed, I made her two promises. I promised to name my first child Caroline, and I promised to not rest until I killed every insect on planet Earth. Well, now, just 20 years later, and with the help of my son Caroline, we are well on our way to honoring my commitment. If you have a problem with insects at your house, I strongly encourage you to call McGrath Pest Control at McGrathPestControl.com.
Welcome back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
Hello, this is Isaac from Spring Gardens Nursery, and I want to talk to you about winter prep. There are several different things that we need to do in order to get ready for winter. First off, I would like to start with a liquid fertilizer. A great example is Super Seaweed Microlife has a great line. Also, Ocean Harvest. You can also do any of the granular microlife fertilizers because they're slow release. You're not going to burn. Microlife fertilizer is safe for the kids, pets, and also Santa's reindeer. I also recommend Color Star if you want to give all those flowers more blooms. Color Star is a great fertilizer. Color Star Plus also has a fungicide in it. And then if your plants and your lawn just is looking a little off color, we have some great liquid fertilizers, Iron Plus, and probably one of the last things right before that freeze cloth. But I wouldn't wait till the last minute. I'd come in and get it now. Come see us at Spring Gardens Nursery, 24201 Gosling Road, Spring, Texas. Let's be prepared for the winter and stay warm, y'all. This is Isaac from Spring Gardens, another day in paradise. Back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
Yes, heed Isaac's advice. Do not wait
till
the last minute to
it
buy your
always
frost
sells
cloth.
Out.
Yes,
and it seems like we either have too much of it at our store or
none. Right? This is Home Show Garden Pros. I'm Sherry, and I am here with Anita. We are a call-in show, so give us a call with your questions, concerns, your wins, your defeats,
and
all of it,
your stories.
Yeah. So it's 281-833-3333. We are here to help you. And before the break, we were talking about, you know, plant classifications, knowing what you're growing.
Yes.
So that you know how to treat it during a crazy weather event like a freeze or a flood or anything else. So Magnolia Gardens was so kind to drop off some props for us in the studio. If y'all could see, we have plants all around us right now. But some of their grown for Texas, Texas tough plants, perennials are sitting in front of us. So Anita, what are we looking at here?
Well, we have Mexican heather, which I'm sure most of our audience is familiar with. It's the bushy, like shrubby, tiny shrub plant. With the little purple flowers.
Yes.
And that's a tender perennial. It will freeze to the ground in most winters, actually, and then come right back up again in the spring. And it's beloved by bees and butterflies.
So it's a great pollinator. Mm-hmm. So perennials, like the Mexican heather, not your favorite, but mine and Sandy's favorite, lantana.
Yes.
Our ornamental grasses, Stella Deora, daylilies, or any of the daylilies that are perennials, would you take the time and effort to protect those in the wintertime?
I wouldn't.
Because why?
Because they're going to come back. I don't need to worry about them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the nature of a perennial is it grows, it's woody, it's flowers, it does its thing, and then what happens in the winter is it kind of goes to sleep once we have a frost or a freeze. So it is supposed to turn brown from the ground up.
That's right.
And the beauty of the perennial is you clean it up after our winter, and it comes back
from the root. From the root.
Right. So perennials, you know, you can go out and cover them if you choose, but save the work for the things that are a little bit more finicky or tough.
Now, let's say we have another really bad winter, like Snowmageddon, that actually, the snow on the ground protected a lot of plants. A surprising number of them came back. In fact, I had some of my winter annuals come back within a week after that.
Yes.
But if we have a really hard freeze and it's extended, it goes on for a long time. Like in 1983, we had in the teens for like 3 or 4 days. That's when you would cover a tender perennial, perhaps with leaves or compost or something.
To insulate some heat.
Yeah, trap some heat in the soil.
Yeah, it's hard when you move from another state, like a northern state, where plants act the way they're supposed to act every year. Here they don't.
Yes.
Sometimes our perennials are evergreens, and sometimes our annuals are perennials. So
and
it's
our
a
house
little
plants
confusing.
Are foundation plantings.
Right?
We have tropicals. Like the monsteras, you know?
Yeah, so plant classification is important, but rules are made to be broken in the plant world, I've decided. You know, just because it, like I have begonias that are annuals. They're supposed to die every year.
Yes.
I've had them for 8 years.
Yeah. Well, Mother Nature's going to make a fool out of us so-called
I know,
professionals
right?
every time.
Making liars out of us.
Yep.
Every winter is a different experience.
It is. And you know, audience out there, let's have a tropical winter here in Houston.
Yes.
Typical tropical winter with maybe, and maybe this will be it, one little tiny freeze and that's it.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to seeing.
Where it just hits 32.
Yes. I want to see bottle brushes again and
all
the tropical plants that we grow.
Yeah,
so
and,
well.
You know, a lot of our hardy trees took a huge hit. And,
gosh, did
and,
they.
And people think because they died in the summertime when we were through that drought, that it was because of the drought. And it wasn't. It was actually from the freeze events before. You know, we had magnolias, for instance.
Oh, gosh, yes.
You know, they were stressed out from the freeze. You know, trees take a long time to show the effects of the weather conditions.
Yeah.
And so magnolias just up and in dying in this drought.
Yeah, so sad.
Dates back to the freeze that they endured. And so, you know, going through that hard freeze and then you think, okay, all these things made it. And then, boom, we get to that drought summer. And things started declining, and things that we don't normally see struggle through the weather.
Yeah, well, we had two bad winters followed by two droughty summers A lot of stress for a plant.
Yeah, and it's really not that weird or unusual. I mean, we're in the subtropics, and
yes,
if you look at the subtropics, you know, we have the swings, the extremes, the super wet summers and the super dry summers and the super cold winters and the super warm winters. So a little roller coaster ride we play here.
Yes, like I call the weather coming up schizophrenic weather.
Yes.
Because we're going to be wearing shorts and short sleeves and sweating.
Yeah.
And in 2 days, we'll be bundled back up again.
Yeah, I know. You never put your summer clothes on.
Never.
Keep the flip-flops out year-round. It's one of the things my husband loves about living here compared to being up north.
Yeah.
Is, you know, he could be riding mountain bikes and wearing flip-flops, and then we'll have a campfire the next night. Right? So we're going to slip out and hear from some of our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Revitalize your lawn from summer stress. Give it what it needs from Landscaper's Pride. Choose the perfect blend from their 27 locally sourced, nutrient-rich green space summer antidotes. Healthy soil compost, mushroom compost, and enriched topsoil, perfect for repairing and restoring. Bring the green back to your green spaces. Landscaper's Pride blends are specifically designed to heal and nourish Texas yards and gardens. Find Landscaper's Pride at the Garden Pro near you. Learn more at landscaperspride.com. Landscaperspride.com.
Bring enchantment to your garden. Whether you're an expert or a novice, Enchanted Forest and Enchanted Garden's talented staff helps you bring magic to your garden. No matter what the season, find seeds and trees, herbs and veggies, annuals and perennials, succulents and cacti, bulbs and even shrubs. Everything needed to give your garden enchantment. Bring the family. Experience all that's growing and waiting for you at Enchanted Forest and Enchanted Gardens. Enchanted Forest on FM 2759 and Enchanted Gardens on FM 359 in Richmond.
More carbon is a good thing for your plants and soil. Carbon-rich fertilizers are best for both this time of year. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
And this is Sherry from Home Show Garden Pros. I'm here with our expert, Anita Nelson from Nelson Nursery and Water Garden. We are here to answer all your lawn and garden questions. Give us a call, 281-833-3333. But first, I want to talk about Nelson's Plant Food.
Okay.
You know, we've been doing business with Nelson's Plant Food for 40 years.
Yeah.
And, you know, you share a last name.
We Nelson. Do. We're pseudo-relatives,
right?
You could say.
Out in the Katy area, you know. They're going to name a elementary school after the Nelson family.
Yes.
So exciting. Congratulations to Dean and Julie Nelson, who have been in business for 40 years, providing us with all these amazing, high-quality fertilizers, species-specific. My favorite go-to looks amazing in the garage on the shelf because they're all kind of
their labels are so pretty.
Labels are beautiful. But like these pansies that you brought in.
Yeah.
My favorite pansy food is the Color Star. It has the bone and blood meal in it. It's my go-to.
It's the favorite of all professional landscapers.
And it's, yeah, right? It is so easy to use.
Yes.
It's got the little blue prills. That's what the fertilizer pellets are called, the prills. Little blue prills that you can kind of see when you sprinkle them on the ground so you know how thick you're putting it down. And it's got everything that all of our winter and pretty much all of our annuals and perennials need to sustain life and keep blooming. They also have their Carboload, which is amazing for our fall fertilizer that you could get out. You could still have time to put it out right now. It has the pre-emergent, and $2 of every bag goes to the Randy Lemon Fund through Texas A&M, which is amazing. So you're giving back to the community and the horticulture community. So feed your plants. They're hungry with Nelson's Plant Food made in Belleville. For more information, you can go to nelsonsplantfood.com or Home Show Garden Pros.
You know, at TNLA meetings, I sat next to a woman who is in charge of the horticulture around the city of Houston.
Uh-huh.
And I asked her what they used, and it was Color Star.
And I know who you're talking about, Cheryl.
Yes.
And she does all those amazing, beautiful plantings down Post Oak and real high-end properties.
Yeah,
and she does. She uses Color Star.
Yep.
And Landscaper's Pride. Yeah. So two of our favorites.
Yes.
To make these beautiful plant displays that we have throughout the city. But we have a caller, Doug. Good morning, Doug. How can we help you this morning?
Good morning, ladies. got a question about nutsage. I've got a little 5x5 area that's mostly got rose bushes in there, but it's just real, everything's filled up with nutsage as well, and I'm having a hard time killing it off.
Mm-hmm.
I've tried both the ortho nutsage killer and I've tried the sledgehammer,
uh-huh.
and it seems to kill it off, but 2 weeks later, it's coming back.
Yeah.
And
yeah, Anita, do you have any tips for him?
Yeah, pine straw.
Pine straw.
Yeah, put a good, okay. Yeah, nutsedge cannot come up through pine straw. It will work.
Yeah. Yeah. So with your killing, I'll add to that too. Pine straw definitely is a great thing, but using either your ortho nutsedge, your sedge hammer, I would just say the ortho because it's just a trigger spray, and play whack-a-mole when you do see it come up. Don't let it come up, but put that thick layer of pine needles down. Since it's a 5 foot by 5 foot area, it's not super huge. Do a thick layer of pine needles.
Yeah.
That'll definitely help. Now, if it starts coming out on the perimeter of that bed, then whack it back with the sedge killer.
Okay.
Yeah.
That sounds good. Okay. Yeah. I'll do that then.
You should get control. Now, you hit it this time of year and it'll knock it back. You probably won't see it come back until next year. So be ready and armed with that sedge killer. Okay.
Okay. I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Best wishes. Thank you. Thanks for calling. Yeah, and nutsedge is one of those weeds that it's just noxious, and kind of when it gets in, it's hard to get it out. But I love the idea of putting that thick layer of pine needles down, because that, I mean, and I got introduced to the pine needles when I was doing some work at the old golf course, Ravino.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, how do they keep the Bermuda grass that you grow in a golf course out of the flower beds? And they were like, pine needles.
Yeah.
It is the best weed deterrent.
It is. Too bad they're not black. I think people use
I know, them. Right? Yeah, but if they were colored. No, yeah. We don't like colored mulch.
We do not like colored mulch.
Pine is very natural looking. It's hard to get used to, but you know, when you travel Alabama, Florida, Mississippi, you know, the southern Gulf states, there is a lot of pine needles used, and it looks great.
Yeah.
So I think, we're kind of sitting on the edge of the piney woods and the hardwood forest. I think that's why we use hardwoods.
Yes.
So it's kind of where what is most available in your area is typically.
True. My two favorite mulches, black velvet mulch and pine needles.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. My pine needles are my backyard mulch.
Yeah.
My black velvet's my front yard mulch.
I guess it's because people just here down here are not used to the aesthetics of pine needle mulch.
Yeah, yeah. I need to get into working the pine needles in more, but yeah. It works for me.
Yeah.
It looks good so far. So, and that's something that I need to work on this week, but we'll see if I get out there.
Yeah.
You know, it's like everybody else.
Well, we're going to need to be working on this freeze coming up this week.
Yeah. So. Yeah. I get to work tomorrow, so I will be in charge of the frost protection.
I'm going to leave some plants out as an experiment. See, I grow a lot of succulents.
Uh-huh.
I want to see how tough they are.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm at least it's
about 50-50, I know, because I have a little succulent garden, and I was amazed at what even made it through the freeze without protection.
Yes.
You know, in my yard, really nothing gets protected.
Yeah.
I know where to get new, right?
Right.
And I like to see how things perform.
Yes, and I am a basic optimist. I always look for the silver lining. And to me, when a freeze comes, it's an opportunity to try new plants, too.
Absolutely.
Like Japanese blueberries are no longer a plant for us.
Right.
Unless we get through another long stretch of tropical winters.
Right.
So now it's time to try something different.
Yes.
Another plant to put out there.
Well, I know, but I just love my Japanese blueberry. We'll see if I can
What does yours look like?
Well, it died twice because I replaced it. But I will try again.
Yeah, it is a great tree.
Yeah. So we'll be right back. We're going to slip out for a break. Give us a call, 281-833-3333.
Hello, my sweet child. We need to chat. I've noticed you're not taking care of your things. I want you to have the best, but you need to do better. So before you run off, let's clean up this mess together and make a happy, healthy home for you and our children.
Will you answer Mother Nature's call? Make a positive difference. Support Earth in our future. Give your time or gifts to OBA, the Organic Horticulture Benefits Alliance, at OHBAonline.org.
I wish you a hopeful Christmas. wish you a great new year.
Welcome back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
And we're back. I'm Sherry. We're Home Show Garden Pros. We're here with Anita from Nelson's Nursery and Water Gardens to answer all your lawn and garden questions this morning. Don't be shy. Give us a call. We're not very scary. At 281-833-3333. Like I said, no matter what the question, we will give it a go, right? Because we have experts like Ed Dolphin that we work with. And Ed Dolphin is an ISA certified arborist. He's with the Woodlands Tree Experts. And we were talking before about some troubles that we're seeing in trees. And we're going to keep seeing these problems in trees for several years because trees take a while to show some of their stresses. But Ed is a certified arborist. He is a true tree doctor. Just like you go to the doctor, we need doctors for our plants too. And we need somebody with a trained eye that can understand like what's happening with that tree, and he'll be able to see things that, you know, us untrained eyes might not be able to see. And our trees are one of the most important things for our property values, so we need to take care of them, and we need to have the doctor out at least once a year to kind of give the tree a once over. Ed's number, and it's his personal cell phone number, guys. He's giving it out to you so you can contact him anytime at 713-703-2701. And he'll come out and let you know how to prune it, or he can perform the pruning, fertilization. He can see if there's any insects, diseases. He'll be able to treat them. And if it's something, you know, the tree's too far gone, he can actually do the removal as well. But what a great resource we have. He's got many years of expertise and experience in our area. And don't let the name deceive you, the Woodlands Tree Experts. He does go all over Houston. Mm-hmm. So give Ed a call, 713-703-2701, to get your trees examined. And again, don't wait, because tree experts and arborists are getting booked up at the beginning of the year. I hear they're booked out. So,
oh yeah.
So get that on your list to call. But we have a caller right now. We have Brian this morning. Good morning, Brian. What do you have for Anita?
Good morning. I recently had some utility workers come and just tear my yard up, just tear the grass up in the front yard and just mm-hmm. replace it with some sod. Mm-hmm. And this was in late October, and I'm just it's taken pretty well, but I'm just making sure. What do I need to do in order to kind of get it really, really ready for spring? And is there any steps I need to do right now?
Well, the first thing I want to ask is St. Augustine or Bermuda?
St. Augustine.
Okay, good. So they laid the sod down, right?
They did, without much notice. Yeah. They came in and they just laid it down.
Right, because if you had laid it down, you would have done a better job, I'm sure.
How is it looking leveling-wise?
It's looking fine leveling-wise. It actually looks pretty good.
Okay.
But I just want to make sure that it lives through the winter and into the spring.
Well, I would definitely think of two products. Nature's Way
leaf mold compost
mm-hmm. and Carbolide load from Nelson's.
Mm-hmm.
Both of those will be great for your St. Augustine lawn. And the other tip I can give you is I just had sod laid down about, a month ago. Don't be real vigorous on your mowing.
Right.
Mow high
right.
and let that grass recover for a little bit.
Yeah.
But those two products, it'll be fine. St. Augustine, what is it you say about St. It's the biggest weed?
It's the biggest weed we grow. That's why it's our lawn. But as far as going through the winter, you know, like Anita said, compost top dress, that will start to loosen that clay that sod is on. That's what you really want to focus on, is the rooting and the loosening of the soil.
Yeah.
And that's what will give it its best chance to come out in the spring and thrive.
What about Humates Plus? Too?
Humates Plus is great uh-huh. if you have access to MicroLife products. Really, it's not a you have to do this, but really just watch it. The roots are growing through the winter, even when the grass is dormant. Okay.
Okay.
So this is a great – October was a great time because that's when our temperature started breaking.
Yeah.
So that was a great time for them to – put the sod down. So I think
not to tear my yard, but to put the sod down.
To
sure,
put, yeah,
sure.
Not no. I see so many yards torn up right now, and if they did a good, they did it in front of the nursery. The grass is all tore up, and they didn't put it back nice. So that's you got lucky that they put it back nice for you. So I would say, you know, if you need to do any leveling, do the compost like Anita said. Get a fall fertilizer down, whether that's in the form of Carboload by Nelson's or MicroLife Humates Plus, that acts as a fall fertilizer as well. That'll start breaking the clay down and kind of getting those roots established for the through the winter. Yeah.
All right. Thank you so much. And I guess one secondary question, if I could, very quickly. In the backyard, I have a lot of leaves that fall. Is it okay to just blow those leaves off into the flower bed and just kind of use those leaves as just a top, just a mulch? I've had some problems, I guess, with dogs and fleas. And I don't know if that's somewhere where they kind of thrive, I think, would be kind of in that kind of thing. So I was wondering if that is an acceptable thing to do or not.
Bravo for you. That's the best thing you can do.
Yeah.
Okay.
Get them off the grass and put them in the flower beds. Yeah. It's a great mulch, and it's a good
insulator
mm-hmm. to the roots.
Yeah.
And a lot of our beneficials will kind of overwinter in them. With the fleas, let me give you one little tip. Try not to use insecticides, but use beneficial nematodes. You will get ahead of the fleas, and those are little nematodes that live in the soil. They live in the soil year-round, so you only have to do it about every 2 years.
Yep.
All right. Thank you much.
You bet.
Right,
thanks for calling, Brian. Have a great day. Yeah, I love when people like use their leaves as a mulch. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's free mulch. I always have my husband blow them into the flower beds, and once our leaf drop is completely done, I will mulch with my black velvet right over the top of those.
Yeah.
So it looks clean and pretty.
Uh-huh. Good idea.
And then by the springtime, when I get out there and plant, all those leaves have broken down and turned into nutrients.
Yeah.
So, and the best mulch around your trees is
their own
leaves.
Yeah, their own leaves, yeah.
That's what happens in the forest, and that's what you want to kind of keep going.
And fire ants don't like a very organic-y soil.
No, they don't like a healthy environment, do they? So that's why you always see fire ants in those yards where people never do anything, and the sides of the roads, and
that's where they want to be.
School yards where they're just compacted and pounded and never nurtured.
Interesting thing to tell you about fire ants. I am really good friends with the owner, the man who runs Fun Fair Positive Soccer, which is all over Houston. And I told him all about the beneficial nematodes that will get rid of fire ants.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, I don't need to do that. Because within 2 weeks of all those little feet pounding all over those fields, the fire ants are out of there.
Right.
I thought that was very interesting.
Yeah, that disturbs them and gets them moving.
They don't like it, so they're gone. So when you're out walking, make sure to walk over there quickly over those fire ant nests. Maybe you might drive them out of there with your footsteps.
Yeah. Okay, well, we will continue this conversation in just a minute. Give us a call, 281-833-3333. We're going to step out from get a word from our sponsors.
Landscaping, like fashion, quickly shifts from chic to outdated. Keeping yours ahead of the trends is easy. Piercescapes updates your home's curb appeal with a timeless touch, from design and installation to maintenance. Whether you prefer lush gardens, sleek hardscaping, or something in between, Piercescapes brings your vision to life. 3 decades of restoring and enhancing Houston yards makes Piercescapes your fashionable choice. Get started now. Visit Piercescapes.com.
Fall is the best time to be outside and the most important time to care for your lawns and gardens. Use MicroLife all-organic fertilizers, liquids, and granulars. Mother Nature will love you for it. Brown patch in your lawn? Not a problem. Use MicroLife Brown Patch or MicroLife MicroGrow. Always safe and always effective. No matter what you plant, MicroLife organic fertilizers are your best choice. MicroLife organic fertilizers. Healthy soils, healthy plants, healthy people. Visit MicroLifeFertilizer.com.
Remember to pump the brakes on watering in the fall. As temps cool and days shorten, plants need less. Now, back to answering your gardening questions with the Home Show Garden Pros.
And we're back. I'm Sherry with Home Show Garden Pros, and I'm joined today with Anita Nelson from Nelson's Nursery and Water Gardens. And we are surrounded in the studio today by beautiful plants. Rob with Magnolia Gardens dropped off some beautiful plants for us to just enjoy,
right?
And talk about. Magnolia Gardens produces these plants for Texas, which is great. You wouldn't go to Magnolia Gardens and shop, but the garden centers purchase from Magnolia Gardens.
We all do.
Yeah, so any of the Home Show Garden Pros, you could walk in and see these beautiful plants. They come in gallon pots and 3-gallon pots, and how you know is the pot is clearly marked Plants for Texas.
Yes.
With a Texas-shaped tag in them. What is special about these plants is they've been tried and tested and proven for many, many years to be hardy in our crazy Texas extremes. So they've been trialed, and we know that they work. These plants are your grandparents' loved plants. You know, if your grandma always grew these in her garden, you're going to recognize them. They're hardy, easy, and well adapted to our crazy Texas weather that we have. So they have 40 seasonal varieties, including some perennials: Stella de Ora, daylilies, Mexican heather, prostrate rosemary, which I'm sitting next to that smells so amazing, ornamental grasses like Mexican feathergrass, pink coastal muley grass, which is putting on
a show
right now.
So
we
pretty.
Also call it cotton candy grass, right? It looks like plumes of cotton candy.
Great name.
And some of our drought tolerant things like the red yucca, which made it through this drought. So stunning to look at. Those beautiful red spikes that come up or kind of coral spikes that come up. And the Esperanza.
Mm-hmm.
Esperanza, Tacoma stans. Yellow bells. It's got a lot of names.
Yeah.
So look for the Texas flag on their gallon pots and the Texas shape tags on your favorite Garden Pro nurseries. For more information, you can go to Home Show Garden Pros or plantsfortexas.com. So if you can't find them at your nearest Home Show Garden Pros, go talk to the owner and say, please get me some plants for Texas.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Can I talk about yellow bells?
Yes. Let's talk about it.
I noticed this year, driving around the neighborhoods, up in Belleville, which has got a lot of really old homes and old plantings, the Esperanza this year, did you notice how gorgeous it was in the drought?
Yes.
It was covered with blossoms.
I think that it liked the little break it got in the winter.
Uh-huh.
And then, boom, we go into hot and dry, and it's like I'm in heaven.
Yes. Is this one that freezes to the ground?
It will.
It will.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a perennial, and you cut it down, and it comes right back.
But it can come back big, like 10 to 12 feet tall.
Yeah, and what I like about their line is they have a few different varieties.
They have a red one and an orange one.
And the red and the orange stay more compact.
Yes.
And then they have one called, I believe, Lydia, and Lydia is a dwarf.
Okay.
She stays short, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. I love it.
Yes. And of course, a tubular flower means that hummingbirds are going to love it.
Yes.
So it blooms right around hummingbird time, hummingbird migration time, rather.
Right.
Yep.
How was the hummingbird migration your way? We didn't have very many this fall.
I did not have as many as I usually do.
Nope. Yeah. Yeah. No. I think the cool fronts didn't cooperate for them to move them around.
Yes. I usually have about 100.
Yeah.
And, I didn't have 100.
So I got the opportunity to go up to Nature's Way Resources with Shelby and some of their employees to make videos.
Yeah.
And the butterfly garden there was just abuzz with all kinds of pollinators, gulf fritillaries.
Yeah.
It was like a little wonderland up there.
I'll bet.
It was beautiful.
A garden alive with movement.
Yes. I was just standing there going, oh my gosh, I could just sit here and look at this all day long. Yeah.
Were you inspired to plant more hummingbird-friendly plants?
Yes. Given enough time, I could get out there and plant some more. But I haven't had much time to work in my own garden lately.
Boy, can I relate to that. I think a lot of us nursery people have yards that we'd be embarrassed for people
to
see.
Well, I'm not embarrassed because, I think I've tweaked it out.
Yeah.
To the point where everything's pretty self-sufficient and, beautiful. There's just not that much work to do right now.
Yeah.
So I've been enjoying it.
Yes.
I put my bathtub right where I can see out at the garden, and I just like, and I know you don't like it, but I have lantana in several different colors because I trialed some of the shorter growing varieties to see if they actually stay short.
Huh.
And I've been very impressed with the growth habits. Now they get wide. So I probably planted too many because they're probably about 4 foot wide.
Well, you might convert me. What are the names of those shorter growing?
So the bandana series. And there was another series. And Kelly, if you're listening, message me the other series. But oh my gosh, they are ablaze with flowers. I have some pastel ones and some bright red and pink ones. But they're only about 18 to 24 inches tall, but about 4 foot wide.
Love it.
Yeah.
And easy care.
Easy care. They'll come back after a freeze. They took the drought like a champ. So
they'll probably shade the soil and keep weeds from coming up.
And that is an area where I had nut sedge. So that's a great thing. You can plant plants that will cover the soil.
Yeah.
So you don't have the weeds. Kind of like mulching, but it's natural.
Right. And
it's
pretty. I'm thinking where I want to plant some now.
There you go.
I
am going to convert Anita. She was anti-lantana.
Not really. I just don't like the way they smell.
Oh, well, just don't touch them.
Exactly.
Just look at them.
That's right.
Give us a call, 281-833-3333. You're listening to Home Show Garden Pros, and we will be right back.
Listen, if you want to dramatically improve your landscape, your grass and shrubs, flowers and trees, your garden, throw in some azomite, A-Z-O-M-I-T-E. Azomite adds back to the soil minerals from A to Z, including trace elements that will help your landscape thrive. So add azomite into your mix for a healthy soil. That's azomite, meaning minerals from A to Z. Pick up some at your local nursery, and if by chance they don't have it, ask them to contact their supplier for it. Learn more at azomite.com.
You can be a better gardener. The Home Show Garden Pros can help with advice you can trust and the tools our co-op members recommend. Nelson's Plant Food, Texas-made targeted nutrition, helping your plants grow stronger. Feed your plants. They're hungry. Azomite, remineralizing the soil one bag at a time. Purescapes, from lawns to landscaping, irrigation to outdoor lighting, Purescapes is your comprehensive landscaping company, enhancing the beauty of Houston yards for three decades. Landscapers Pride mulches and soils, premium quality and locally sourced. Let's grow together. Call the Home Show Garden Pros now, 281-833-3333.
And we're back. You're listening to Home Show Garden Pros this morning. Hopefully you're getting up, enjoying your yard, a little cloudy today, and so you won't get sunburned, but and you won't freeze today, but maybe tomorrow. But give us a call, 281-833-3333. I am sitting here with the lovely Anita Nelson with Nelson Nursery and Water Garden. We are here to answer all your lawn and garden questions. And before the break, if you were listening, we were talking about some newer varieties of lantana, and I had reached out to my sister and said, what was that other variety? Havana, the Havana series of lantana. They are outstanding. So you do need to add that to your list.
I absolutely will.
Yes.
I mean, know exactly where I want to plant them. It's in my mind, and it won't go away.
Yeah. It's, you know, some lantanas you plant, and they're beautiful when you plant them. They give you a big show, and then they don't rebloom.
Yeah.
Havanas, I've not had that problem with.
Oh,
it was just reliable, and and the red and hot pink that they gave, I mean, it was just unbelievable. I'd never seen anything like it until this year.
So. I have got to have them. I especially like red and pink flowers.
There you go. So Anita will be planting lantana. I have officially converted her. Sandy, you will be so proud of me. So we're talking about the sport of gardening at 610 Radio. So I guess it's a sports channel, right? So we gotta make it a sport. Give us a call, 281-833-3333. At Nelson's, what is happening right now at Nelson's Nursery and Water Garden?
Well, we have all those winter annuals that we talked about that bloom right through. And we've got some, we still have a lot of pottery on sale as well as not on sale.
Okay.
And we've got Christmas trees. They have not sold out yet.
Yeah.
I've noticed that there aren't Christmas trees for sale at the grocery stores I frequent.
Okay.
So the one grocery store I frequent. But And that may mean that they didn't buy. I don't know if they did or not, but, you know, the Christmas tree choices or places to buy may be limited this year.
It is a little bit limited, yeah. Mm-hmm. And there was a shortage of trees.
Yes.
And it's just the nature of the beast. You know, the tree farms will, they were holding back a little bit, and they said hopefully next year.
Oh, my.
The issue is resolved. Because I know I didn't see a lot of really big trees. I don't know if you noticed. And, you know, people who have really tall ceilings want a big tree.
Yeah.
Most of what I saw was 7 to 8 foot.
Yes. So. And we held our prices this year. We did not raise our prices. So,
yeah.
It's a good deal for us.
Yeah. I mean, I didn't notice outrageous pricing on trees anywhere.
Oh,
that
no.
I looked.
There have been some.
Has there?
Yes.
Okay.
I know this from my son who frequents nurseries all over.
Okay.
Some of the nurseries are real expensive with the trees. So.
Wow. So if you
probably
have
not
a
Home Show Garden Pro pros,
right? No. If you have a living Christmas or a fresh cut Christmas tree, it's not living. It was dead the day they cut it out of the field. What are some tips to keep it fresh through the holidays?
Well, at Nelson's, we cut every tree the minute it comes off the truck and plunges it in water immediately.
Immediately, as opposed to some places, they pile them up in stacks for weeks and weeks on end.
No, we don't do that. So that tree will, that's one thing that'll get, it'll start sucking up, drawing up moisture.
Drawing up moisture,
And then when you get it, go ahead and cut it again.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll notice it can it'll empty out that tree stand that you have.
Right.
After that, it won't be pulling up as much water.
Yeah, you got to think of the trees kind of like a bouquet of flowers, right?
Yes.
It's cut and they drink water. And
yes.
So you've got to keep that reservoir full of water. Keep the tree hydrated as long as you can. I know sometimes I'm taking my tree out middle January. And it's still viable. It's still holding on to its needles.
Actually, I had a friend whose tree lasted until April, but he had it outside.
Okay.
Where the water air is humid.
Oh, okay.
Because the thing that's really tough on the trees is the dry air of your home. So,
yeah,
maybe put pots of hot water. I wouldn't do that. But
no.
Yeah. I don't care about the tree that much.
Yeah. And you just got to watch for your animals drinking out of that reservoir. You might not realize they're sneaking under the tree skirt and drinking up that water. So.
That could be. Now, you can actually fireproof your tree.
Uh-huh.
And I forget the recipe, but it uses corn syrup and borax.
Okay.
And Epsom salt.
Okay.
And it will literally make that tree fireproof because we do it every year and we take it out in the yard and we put a match up to it and it will not catch fire.
Really? So if you want to burn your tree at the end of the holiday,
you won't
don't fireproof
to.
It, right?
No, yeah. Yeah, no, all we live on 3 acres of land and there are Christmas tree skeletons in the woods.
Oh, that's funny. Yeah, we always have the anglers, the fishermen after coming by.
Yes.
Y'all have any trees we can take to the lake?
Yeah.
And then we have a local mountain bike group that's like, we're having our Christmas party. Can we do a bonfire with all your extra trees?
But you know what? That brings me to why, unless you're allergic to Christmas trees, and that is a thing.
Uh-huh.
But if you're not really allergic and you're using it as an excuse to put up a fake tree, shame on you. But there are several really, really good reasons to buy a Christmas tree from a nursery. Number one, it helps us nursery people get through the winter with an income stream. But what are the ones you think of, Sherry?
Well, it's more sustainable. That tree was grown to be cut.
Yes.
They're not stripping it out of the woods. And for every tree they cut down, they plant about three more.
Well, not only that, but on land that won't sustain anything. It won't sustain cattle or crops or anything. It's usually grown on hillsides.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so it's supporting a family.
It's
supporting so many
family.
Reasons.
It's controlling erosion.
And that plastic tree, that fake tree, eventually you'll throw it away. Then it just sits in a landfill.
And it's most likely not made in America.
Yeah.
So
and your tree will turn into compost.
Goes
back into
will.
The earth. So so many reasons to buy a fresh cut tree from your Home Show Garden Pros. We are going to take a break real quick. Give us a call, 281-833-3333.
Whatever the weather, seasons come and go. Your one constant riddle is helping things grow. Confounding as gardening may be without reason, thank goodness there's help at Plants for All Seasons. Experience gained over their three generations brings a happy ending to gardening consternation.
From annuals and perennials to veggies, herbs, and trees, get the tools, tips, and help needed. No need to say please. Find it all on Highway 249, just north of Lueta. Plants for all seasons, because there's no place that's better.
What's in your water is what gets in you. A Kinetico K5 drinking water station from Aquatex filters and purifies every drop. So all you get in your water is water. No system removes more. And since it's customizable and self-cleaning, the K5 makes better water easy. After all, better water means a better you. That's why Tom Tynanhead Aquatex installed his K5 drinking water station. Start with a free Aquatex water analysis and see what a K5 from Aquatex can do for you. AquatexWater.com.
Welcome back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
And this is Home Show Garden Pros. I'm Sherry, sitting with the beautiful Anita Nelson from Nelson Nursery and Water Garden. Give us a call, 281-833-3333. We are talking all things green and Christmas and winter protection. But first, I want to talk about Landscaper's Pride. I know you carry Landscaper's Pride at your nursery.
We love it.
Landscaper's Pride is a beautifully crafted whole line of premium soils. They have 27 different bagged options that you can use to amend your beds, top dress your lawn, build a bed, do a vegetable garden. They have their Gardener's Magic, which is amazing. You just dump the bag and plant right in it. There's no mixing. You don't have to think. Just, you know it's good if it has the Landscaper's Pride label on it. So check out Landscaper's Mix. It's a tillable material that is great for aerating compacted beds, while the slow-release fertilizer, perlite, rice hulls, and fresh pine bark create a healthy start for your spring growth. So that is going to be what you would build a bed out of and amend in the spring. Our heavy clay soils need to be loosened up and amended. So get your Landscaper's Pride. For more information, you can go to landscaperspride.com or homeshowgardenpros.com to find out where the nearest Home Show Garden Pro is to you that carries these amazing products.
Well, they also have decomposed granite and play sand. And then they have the
expanded shale. I can read your mind.
Thank you.
Which everybody, if you're planting anything, should add at the time of planting.
Yes.
That's the best time to use the expanded
Plants
shale.
Plants love the voids that rocks create.
Yes.
And because their roots can get to oxygen that way.
Yeah. Easier. And the shale is just a porous little material
that
holds onto oxygen, holds onto moisture, holds onto nutrients.
Yes. It's not just organic products that they have.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And the play sand, if you have young kids,
play sand, and it's also good to fill in level.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
But we have Mike on the phone. Mike, good morning. What do you have for Anita?
Good morning. Can you hear me all right?
We can.
Okay. Last year we planted a crepe myrtle. It was in memory of my 10-month-old grandson who passed away. Mm. And I thought the freeze killed it this year, but it didn't. But it's not growing. It's about 3 foot tall and just not growing. What did I do wrong?
Nothing. Not a thing. Was it a white one? White crepe myrtle? The white ones in particular seem to really have been hit by the freeze. But you can baby that thing and get it to grow. The best thing to do is to get a nice big layer. How thick would you say? Nature's Way compost.
Oh, probably about an inch.
An inch and a half. Yes. Mm-hmm. And then I would water it with MicroLife seaweed.
What kind of compost?
Nature's Way leaf mold compost. It is the best compost to put, especially around a tree that has been stressed as badly as yours.
Where do you find this compost?
Where do you live?
I live in Pasadena.
Pasadena. So if you go to Nature's Way Resources website, you can find a store finder on there, and you'll find out who has it down in that area, because I'm not familiar with any garden centers that are down there. But if they carry high-quality bagged material, they should have the Nature's Way.
I've got sand. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, do you know what variety of crepe myrtle? Because, you know,
ma'am.
Okay, it could be a variety that stays shorter. So if it looks healthy and it blooms, it may be a dwarf variety.
It blooms every occasionally, but not often.
Yeah. So I think if you do the compost, like Anita said, you can use the MicroLife liquid seaweed to water it in. And in the springtime, hit it with the Nelson's crepe myrtle food. It's specific for crepe myrtles. I think that it'll come out and be beautiful next year. But if it doesn't get over that 3 to 4 foot, then it's just a variety that stays short.
But how tall was it when you planted it?
About a foot tall.
Okay, Sherry's right. It could very well be a dwarf variety.
Yeah, so as long as it looks healthy, then it's good. Yeah.
Question, I've got shale all around it on the bottom.
Uh-huh.
On top of the, top of the ground there. Would that hinder the putting down the compost?
No. And eventually the compost is going to fall into the voids between the shale.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't work real hard to get it in because it's going to get in all
And the
by
shale
itself.
Will migrate down to the root zone
over
time.
I'm sorry, it's not shale, it's sandstone.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So pull the sandstone back. Is that what you're using to mulch it with?
Yeah, big pieces.
Yeah. If you're using that to mulch, then pull that sandstone back, put the compost on top, and then you can nestle your rocks back up.
Yeah.
Okay.
Awesome.
Right.
Thanks, Mike. Thanks for the call.
You have another Mike, don't you?
Yeah, we do. Right. And we'll get to Mike after this quick break. Give us a call, 281-833-3333.
You could spend your whole weekend slogging through that to-do list of chores at home. Or you could go from to-do to done like a boss. Get the help it takes from Houston's go-to guy for the sport of home improvements, Tom Tynan on Home Show Radio.
You've got good advice for people, and I appreciate it.
Coming up next after the Home Show Garden Pros.
And anytime you want.
At homeshowradio.com. Pros you can trust. Tips, advice, videos, and the Home Show podcast. Always on.
Always free.
Homeshowradio.com.
Stay tuned. Home Show Radio will return shortly.